Teachers Union will force LA kids to wear masks even as mandate ends. By Joel B. Polak on March 13, 2022. The United Teachers Los Angeles, UTLA, union will compel children in the Los Angeles Unified School District, LAUSD, to continue wearing masks to school Monday even as the county's mask mandate expires and other districts will drop masks. As Breitbart News reported earlier this month, LA County public health officials announced that the school mask mandate would end after March 11, shortly after the state of California announced that it was lifting school mask mandate statewide. Several school districts in the county announced that they would end the mask mandates. But UTLA wanted to continue the mandates in LAUSD schools, pointing to a collective bargaining process that, it said, had to be followed before any changes. LAUSD said in a statement on Friday that it needed to follow the science carefully before it allowed a mandate to end in its schools, though what is actually going on is that it is negotiating with the UTLA about when masks can be removed. The Los Angeles Daily News reported. Earlier in the afternoon, Friday, the district had met with United Teachers Los Angeles to negotiate health and safety protocols at the district's request, according to the teachers' union. The district cannot lift its indoor masking mandate without bargaining with UTLA, with whom it has an agreement. UTLA did not provide a counterproposal today, but a follow-up session is scheduled for Wednesday, March 16, UTLA said in a statement after the meeting. New York City schools stopped requiring students to wear masks this week, and students in Seattle will have the option of shedding their face coverings starting Monday. Chicago, the nation's third-largest school district, has also announced plans to lift its mandate on Monday. After its announcement, however, the teachers' union filed an unfair labor practice charge, claiming the decision violates an agreement with the union. Los Angeles schools were among the last in the country to reopen, with most closed for more than a year during the pandemic. Meanwhile, on Twitter, the UTLA's official account devoted much of its effort late last week to supporting a strike by public school teachers in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent ebook, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.